three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Tuesday edition. The win and they're in. One playoff berth remains in terms of wild card spots. The NFC South champ will get one. Then a wild card slash maybe still possibly but probably not. The NFC North title still in play, but there's still a chance. You're saying there's a chance edition. The Do we know who's going to play quarterback? Is Clayton Tune going to have to play quarterback? Jen Latta told me she did some Googling and the analytics show a major spike in Google searches for Clayton Tune edition. Andy, is today the day, although he probably won't be able to talk about it with us because he's in the concussion protocol, that Jordan Love gets his first Pro Bowl berth edition. Of Wilde and Tausch, a 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and spoiler alert from the NFL, the answer to that question is no. And, of course, everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, but a different undisclosed location than he usually is undisclosed in, he's the Packers Hall of Famer. He's big on countertop space. He is the great Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What were you just teasing that Jordan wasn't a Pro Bowler? Is that what you just teased?
I teased that I thought he might be. And then literally, as I was saying that, the NFL tweeted out the 2026 Pro Bowl games quarterbacks.
Okay, who are they? Stafford? Let me guess.
In the American Football Conference first.
All right, Josh Allen for sure, number
Josh
one.
Josh Allen.
Tyler Huntley.
I think Rodgers made it.
Bo Nix.
No. Did they throw Lamar a bone? No.
Herbert.
Ding, 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 ding. That's two.
Mahomes didn't make it.
Drake May.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so there's MVP. Your AFC. Now, the National Football Conference Pro Bowl games quarterbacks. Mark Tauscher, your first guess is whom?
Matthew Stafford.
Ding, 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 ding. Matthew Stafford, indeed, one of the three Pro Bowl selections.
I'm guessing they're going to go Sammy D.
Sam Darnold. Ding, 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 ding. Correct. Two for two. And the third and final spot goes to?
They didn't go Goff.
Hurts.
This is kind of fun.
Dak.
Dak.
Ding, 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 ding. So Jordan Love still not a Pro Bowl selection as his third season as the starting quarterback winds
okay,
down.
Okay, so let's do a fun little test here.
I love fun tests.
All right, who for sure are Packers Pro Bowlers this year? Micah? That about it?
I think so. I'm trying to think.
Xavier McKinney will make it, I would think, right? But his stats aren't the same, and maybe somebody
they are not
surpassed him. Do you have that list already?
The league to this point has released special teamers, punters,
maybe
kick returners.
Whelan's pretty good.
I do have the safeties, my friend.
Listen, punt returners, we ain't in. We'd be on the opposite end of that.
I know you're going to be surprised by this. Romeo Doubs was not selected.
Ah,
no.
Dang.
And Lucas Havrisik is not the NFC kicker either.
Whelan could have been.
He could have been, but he wasn't. Tress Way, your NFC punter. Your safety selections... there are three from the National Football Conference, none of whom are being disoriented. none of whom.
Xavier McKinney. This thing is irritating this morning. All right.
I feel like I'm on a roller coaster. And now I'm on flat ground. Kevin Byard, Antoine Winfield Jr., and Buda Baker are your three selections at safety. Another upset. No corners selected by the from the Green Bay Packers.
That's
your defensive ends in the National Football Conference.
I hope Rashawn Gary makes it. Back. Our fans
Let's
just
go
melt.
Back to back.
If Rashawn Gary makes the Pro Bowl, people are going to lose their blank.
Aiden Hutchinson of the Lions.
Yeah, he deserves it.
DeMarcus Lawrence of the Seahawks.
He's been pretty good.
Rashawn Gary.
And from the Green Bay Packers.
Get out of here.
Micah Parsons. So, yeah, one Pro Bowl selection from the Green Bay Packers, it would appear, unless I am somehow glossing over. No guards, no tackles, no centers. Yeah, no, sorry. No tight ends. Tucker Kraft would have been if he'd have kept going, I would think. The two tight ends, George Kittle and Trey McBride. So just to recap, the Arizona Cardinals have more Pro Bowl selections than the Green Bay Packers.
Boy, this is, this would be a tough day for the Goody stands out there.
Some might say. Those are your Pro Bowl selections. Not that that is the end-all, be-all of judgment of a roster or of players, but I can't say I'm surprised. Can you?
No, I mean, I would have thought that Josh Jacobs could have been in the mix, but his numbers
are down.
He hadn't even had a 100-yard game this year.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive line wise, the only guy that would have Zach Tom, and he's been battling all year to even be out there. Xavier McKinney, and then I thought about this heading into yesterday's show when I watched what Jacksonville did to Denver. That was troubling too, how easily they moved the football, and you do start wondering about, you know, where this team is at and how they are talent-wise in comparison. And I think one of the things that happens when you cover a team like we do daily and we analyze, I do think there is we maybe overplay a little bit about how good everybody is because we're not studying Trey McBride. We've True. Seen him torch the Green Bay Packers. He had great games against us. Mm-hmm. And that's really where, and, you know, I look at things probably a little bit more from a national standpoint than you do. And
for sure you
see these guys and you see their production. And the fact that this team this year is where it's at, with one Pro Bowler that just got hurt and has been out, it's a little alarming. I think it's a slap in the it's kind of a slap of reality of, yeah, this is a good football team, and we have a lot of young talent that can emerge. But from a receiving standpoint, if Christian Watson was healthy all year, would he have maybe been a Pro Bowl wide receiver? That's a tough spot to break in. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of really good players.
Sure.
And so I think for me, I'm not saying anybody else, being the Goody Stan that I've been for all these years, today is one of those days that I think I need to reevaluate and say, you know what? I think he's done a good job on a lot of fronts. But right now, with a team that was chasing a one or a two seed for a vast majority of the year, and now I think at best is chasing a three seed, there should be more Pro Bowlers than one. And that one Pro Bowl you picked up, you had to give up two first-round picks and Kenny Clark to get. It's not even a homegrown, like, developed guy. So I think I need to reevaluate some things as far as my standum of Goody after today.
I think a couple things. First of all, the quarterback, I would disagree with Sam Darnold. If you look at the numbers, his passer rating is lower. He's thrown 24 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. His team has a better record than the other two quarterbacks that I would argue from the NFC were more deserving. So that should matter. Jordan Love, 23 touchdowns, 6 picks, 101.2 passer rating. Jared Goff has thrown 32 touchdowns against 5 interceptions. So he statistically, he is probably even more deserving than Jordan Love. Both those teams have had their struggles. There's no doubt about that. They're separated by one victory right now, but a little different in the loss column. Second, to your point, I don't think Ed Policy should fire the general manager or the head coach. And the fact that there have been some of those conversations and the fact that there are fans that feel like one or both or the other should be out of a job, I don't agree with that. I understand frustration. You're a fan. You deserve to be frustrated. I assume that you guys are still going to get across the finish line with your 9.5 win projection from Hard Rock Casino Rockford. But I'm going to be honest. You know, I thought that that was going to be a runaway, and obviously it's not now, right? When they'd won 4 in a row, you thought you were on easy street.
No, I mean, yeah, Jason, I had them at 11 or 12 wins. That's where I had them.
And right, and they could still get there.
They're going to end up with 11 wins. Yep. So I'm not shocked by that.
I don't feel great right now until I go to Lambeau today and see exactly what the quarterback situation looks like.
Sure.
God bless Clayton Toon, and he'll get some opportunities in practice.
Al Toon.
Different spelling. Name that tune.
Olson Toon. Great landscaping company.
Indeed. Again, different spelling. But nevertheless, Tausch, I don't love the fact, and I've said this before, I don't
Looney
love the
tune. Looney Toon.
I love you, man. I don't
Jelly,
love the
don't
fact.
Don't you dare patronize.
That was a good one. No, it was good.
I'm not interested in your patronization today, Jell.
Okay. Yep.
I don't love the fact that Goody gets considerably less shade, smoke, strays, whatever you want, direct criticism than the coach does. I think there's an imbalance there.
You like
no, that's not
personally.
It. Don't please don't do that.
Okay. I won't. You interact more with Matt LaFleur than you do Goody.
I would say I interact more with him.
I'm not going to do that. I agree with you, but I just like also want to make sure we always put our biases on the street too. I want to make sure that's clear.
I think my biases are on the street. My bias with Mark Murphy was very clear versus Ed Policy.
Yes.
I am not. I look biased compared to you when it comes to Goody.
Well, in fairness, again, I love the honesty that we have with each other. I appreciate it. You didn't like when Goody lied to you.
I think it's okay to not like it when people lie.
I agree. So all I'm saying is I'm saying that. I'm not saying you hate Goody. You lost some respect and a little trust in him, and you like LaFleur more than you like Goody. And that's not bad. It's just the reality. That was all.
Yeah, I would say that I liked Goody for a very long time, and I still like Goody. Not maybe quite as much as I did, but he and I came up
on
parallel tracks. But my assessment of the fact that he doesn't get criticized nearly as much as the coach does is not based on bias. That's based on my perception, which I think is pretty accurate. The amount of complaining, and I understand it's in season, so we're looking at the decisions that are being made on the field, whether it's whether to go for it on fourth down or whether it's a challenge or it's him losing his cool on the sideline. I get all that. Mm-hmm. But I just don't, like, we're killing Rich Bisaccia, and believe me, I do not love him to the point where I don't criticize him. That part I don't understand why people think he and I are pals. We've had a couple of good interactions, but I do not have a close relationship with Rich Bisaccia.
I never thought you liked or not.
I know you didn't. My point is that he gets criticism and he deserves it. But again, the personnel parts of this do factor in. And today, to your point, I don't think this is some sort of major indictment.
I don't know, man.
Of their roster. That only Micah Parsons, whom they acquired on August 28th, made the Pro Bowl. I think they have tons of good. I don't think the Pro Bowl is the greatest measure of whether you have good players or not. That said, your point is perfectly well taken. If you're a Goody stan, this does not help you make an argument today.
No, and I get, you know, I always tell you Pro Bowls, if you make it, it's great. If you don't, it's a stupid process. I mean, we always say that. So we'll see when there's all pros where, you know, the writers and the people that really know football get to put their stamp on who's great and who's not. But this making Pro Bowls, a lot of guys have made Pro Bowls. And if you're have the first round picks and all of the talent and the free agents that Goody has picked up, and we're sitting here in second place, still with the potential to win a really difficult division, and we only have one Pro Bowler? I know for myself, that is, I had not even thought about Pro Bowls until you mentioned it in the open. Mm-hmm. I was coming in, I was actually going to start the show with, what is the preferred matchup we have here after San Fran won last night? Because there's three or four different scenarios. And now I'm literally just thinking about, you know, where is our roster? I had Cap telling me the Bears roster is better. They're going to have more Pro Bowlers than we will, would be my guess, because Tooney's going to make it as a guard. He should. And I don't know if they have, you know, who else they have, if they have a corner or somebody else that's going to make it.
I can get you that information.
Thank you. This is something that I think all of us, because Matt LaFleur, you are 1,000% right. Matt LaFleur takes a lot of criticism. Matt LaFleur, I have said the whole time, I think he is a really good coach, a very good play caller, understanding concepts. He's fresh. I like the way he does some things. My only real major criticism of him is that he lets his emotions run way too much about some of the decisions that he makes. Other than that, I think he's done a really nice job. He's obviously been very successful in the regular season, and he has not been to the degree that Green Bay Packer fans have in the postseason. But he takes 100 times more criticism than Brian Gutekunst. And I do have to start maybe evaluating. Maybe that's not fair. And it probably isn't fair. One Pro Bowler that we traded for 10 days before the season started.
Indeed. Your Chicago Bears Pro Bowlers, offensive guard Joe Tooney.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Also, center Drew Dahlman.
God, Cap is getting closer to being right than I ever wanted to imagine.
As I scroll down further on defense, Kevin Byard, free safety.
Okay.
That would be
That's
three.
A numbers thing. He's got a bunch of picks, right? That's why he's in it.
Let's
be honest. Xavier McKinney's a better safety than Byard. He is. But interceptions matter.
Why are you guys saying Byard?
We'd sit in the room.
I like. How would you like us to say that?
Byard. That's his name. Yeah.
It's Kevin Byard.
It's not Byard. It's Kevin Byard.
Just to give you a little...
I would think Jesse, of all people, would like it if we called him Byard.
No, let me tell you something. Jesse's already got Christmas. He's got Christmas. He's got marshmallows. He's on Christmas break already. So I get
marshmallows.
Whatever. This is how these Pro Bowls
vote. He has six picks, by the
way. You go and you say, oh, who's got all these picks? Oh, let's put Byard in. That's how that plays. So Xavier McKinney's a better safety than Byard. Nobody would argue that. Like, if the Bears could pick Byard or Xavier McKinney, I'm going to tell you they take Xavier McKinney 100 out of 100 times. That's just – those are the facts.
Jesse, you had a text message you wanted to get to before we get to Evan Cohen. You can get that ready while Tausch gets ready to tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It might be hard to find a good bargain during the shopping season, but I'm telling you, I am sitting here looking out beautiful windows over a beautiful landscape of a wonderful city, and it couldn't be better with these great windows. They're bright and clear through these Pella windows. Pay zero interest for up to 24. I wish there was a little snow flurry, and that would make it even better, but it's not. Zero interest for up to 24 months right now with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pella's elves, they work year-round and can finish installation as little as a day. But hurry up. This deal ends December 31st. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
More countertop and more Wilde and Tausch. Straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Cohen to join us from Unsportsmanlike. Before that, though, Jesse, what was the text message that I saw come across my desk or countertop moments ago?
This is from Adam in the Berg. One Pro Bowl selection from the Green Bay Packers, and once again, for the third year in a row, the number 7 seed in the playoffs, maybe. Thank goodness the NFL decided to expand the playoffs. Otherwise, we would have missed the playoffs 3 years in a row, provided we get in this year.
That's from Mary Sunshine from where?
Adam in the Berg.
Yeah, no lies detected, Tausch. When I said that a couple of years ago, or a year ago, after back-to-back 7 seeds, I believe I was roundly booed.
Well, last year's 7 seed was a different 7 seed. It was. We would have been, if we needed, we would have been a 6 seed last year. Like, I firmly believe that. That the way that Bears game played out, it just felt like we weren't going for it. Now, that can be an excuse, and you can say it's a loser's mentality. Fine.
Polluted mindset.
But this season, you know, if the Bears are able to win a game, which I don't know where Detroit's head's going to be at when they play. I think San Fran will beat them this week, and I think next week will be super interesting. Being a 7 seed again, you are just sneaking in. And the Pro Bowl thing, it just kind of shines a light a little bit as far as where you're at roster-wise and how you stack up, not even with the whole league, with your conference, as far as how personnel people, media people, and obviously fans, which, you know, I know some people poo-poo, it does tell a story. It doesn't need to be the main chapter in the story, but it is a chapter. And what Adam is saying, what are you going to say? Those are the facts of where we're at. Now, the first year with Jordan Love, that 7 seed, that was a great season. This season in Latin, now this season, again, you're judged on what you do in the playoffs. And we're going to be in the playoffs. Then it just comes down to what can you do when you're in there. Last year was as blah of a year as there was nothing memorable about last season. You try and tell me again, and we had this discussion after the season, what do we remember from last season? There wasn't anything. This year, Micah Parsons comes to town. You beat the Lions twice. There's some stuff. Where last year, we beat a bunch of average teams, and every time we played a big boy team, we didn't win. This year, it's a little different, and I'm not ready to write this story off, but what Adam just said there, yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
There's nothing to fight back on that. Those are no, facts.
Right. We got to get ready for Evan Cohen. I would like to continue this discussion. I am curious how he and Smalls and Canty are viewing the Packers nowadays compared to how they felt in week two when they walked out of Lambeau after a thorough win over the Washington Commanders, who'd played in the NFC Championship game several months earlier. We'll get to him coming up. Yeah, they're not doing great.
Do you know what Evan's doing today?
Yes. I do.
No.
He is the sideline reporter for ESPN Radio's broadcast this afternoon of the Bush's Boca Raton Bowl of Beans between Louisville and Toledo.
That's our bowl.
It is. That's our
bowl. We love that bowl.
Yeah, that's our game.
You know what would be fun is if the Boca Raton Bowl, if we could ever kind of persuade and get Jesse and I to do the game and Jason to be the sideline reporter. Just for ESPN Wisconsin. We go down and do that on our air.
You want us to do a local broadcast of the Boca Raton Bowl?
Yes.
Do you think people like us enough that they would listen to a game they don't care about just because the three of us were calling it?
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun.
Let's start with the Isthmus Bowl, but we don't want to take away Mike Padol's gig and put you in there. What we do want to make sure we take advantage of, though, is the year-end sale, which is on right now at Steinhoffel's. And trust me, these are the kinds of deals you want to catch before the calendar flips. You'll get 10% off store-wide on the furniture you've been eyeing, plus 18-month 0% financing to make it work with your budget. Sofas, sectionals, bedroom sets, dining rooms, every style, every room, every price point. It's a great way to start the new year with a home you'll actually love. But don't wait. When the year ends, these deals end too. Check it out in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Time again for a holiday week edition of our time with Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Jason, how are you?
Good. Are you? How much sideline reporting experience do you have in your illustrious career?
A ton. I did it for multiple seasons for Florida Atlantic University football. But the thing that I realized last year when doing the Boca Bowl, which is now the Bush's Boca Raton Bowl of Beans, when I did it previously, it was one sideline. I forgot. Now it's two sidelines. It's a good workout. I've already played tennis this morning and run a couple of miles, so I'm ready for this.
This has been our bowl for quite a while, right? So and obviously, as a proud Floridian for a good chunk of your lifetime, is this something that you're in any way nervous about, or is it just excitement before kickoff?
Nervous? No, yeah. I'm not nervous. No, not nervous at all. I'm just trying to game plan the strategy because there's been a debate here. Do I do like, so basically I destroy the entire broadcast is my goal. That's what I did last year to a point that Chris Carlin, who does play by play with Freddie Coleman as the analyst, decided not to go to me late in the game because I just made a mockery of it. So what I did a year ago was try to slip in as many unsportsmanlike moments or unsportsmanlike saying as possible. And I just shoehorned them in any which way I could. So now this year, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to use a lot of Michelle's words of the day that she does on our show where she tries to stop me. So I have my team putting together that as we speak. And by my
team
is one person.
Okay,
yeah, JMP. Jeremy Marks. Okay. So anyway, it's one person. I have a team of one. And we're going to try to slip that in as many of those as possible. I'll probably work in some unsportsmanlike moments from the show as well, some nicknames, some bits, some segment names, etc., and really try to figure out how to really just destroy the broadcast. But in actuality, I did do a ton of prep for this. Why, I don't know.
Evco, what is the plan? Will you get beans dumped on your head, and will the coaches and everybody else also play into the partnership with Bush's?
Yeah, Tausch, I believe that should happen on the coach's part, not my part.
No, your part too, but, for sure.
Well, any which way you cut it, I don't think it's happening. I don't understand why it's not happening, but it's not happening. Now, speaking of the coaches, very interesting spot here. So I have a one-on-one coming up in a little bit with Jeff Brohm. Now,
oh, he's leaving for Michigan is what I think.
That's the tricky part.
Yeah.
I was hoping Michigan would name a coach prior to this to not have to put me in this spot. I think I have an angle as to how to bring it up. Have to bring it up.
Let's hear it.
Michigan Wolverines, am I right?
Michigan Wolverines. That's good, Jesse.
That's funny, Jesse. You know what? That's so good. You may want to take the rest of the day off.
He's already checked out. He's already up at his cabin.
Yeah, that's a good point. Tausch, when did Jesse start his vacation, even though he's technically working today?
Monday, yesterday afternoon.
Monday. So, Jesse, you're currently on vacation while chalking up a day of work?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. As long as everybody acknowledges that.
What's your plan here? Because you need to break news
here. My whole plan, my plan is very simple. Okay. It's the residual success. It's the residual effects of success. Right. The residual effects of success is that others will want you. And that's a credit to your team. How have you dealt with that this week, knowing that your door is being knocked upon?
I'm just here to win the Bush's bowl, baby. I want to win these bowl of beans.
And I'll worry about he's got to do his, as, you know, I did a show in 2006 when I was on in Florida exclusively back then with Joe Girardi, who was managing the Marlins. And every week we talk, and we talk off the air, and I'm sure Jason's gone through this a million times, whether it be with Aaron or other people. And I would say, listen, like, I got to ask you about this, this, and this. And he would always say to me, you do your job, and I do my job, and we'll be fine. And what he was saying is, ask whatever you want. I know how to answer whatever you're going to throw at me. By the way, as a reminder, and Joe Girardi is the best, but as a reminder, August 6th of 06, I believe, was the date. Do you know that Joe Girardi got fired within a game against the Dodgers, and then they let him go back out, and then he was rehired at the end of the game? This is not a joke. He got into a brawl, not physical, like screaming match, in the clubhouse during the game with the owner of the team, and he basically fired him, and then they let him back up, and then they rehired him, in essence, after the game. This is not a joke, and I'll never forget. And I said to Joe, I'm like, I got to ask you, this is the biggest story in South Florida at the time. And he would always reiterate, you do your job, I do my job. So same thing. That's my approach with everything. Now, the question is whether or not, is that my job today? I think it kind of is, but whatever. If he doesn't like me, he doesn't like me. Whatever.
Yeah, you're not going to lose any sleep over it. All right, Evco, let's I'm a little
Jason's
bit
fascinated by this Marlins Dodgers story.
I totally am. Did he come back with a mustache?
We only
Bobby Valentine.
No, it wasn't the Bobby Valentine. Look it up, Jason. Seriously, it's like a wild story.
Why don't you guys do a digi only later this week about it? That would be great. I can't wait. And then I'll name
sorry
old
to be irritating
from
you.
The 80s. Evan, I was rattled this morning,
including Joe
and
Girardi.
I don't get rattled all that easily. But Jason, as
I've
we're starting the
you
show,
so many times.
Well, you can, if I may. He mentioned the Green Bay Packers and went through Pro Bowls, and we have one Pro Bowler. That's it. And as a Goody stan that you are, I believe too. I don't want to use the term indictment, but we have to reevaluate the fact that Brian Gutekunst has only had one Pro Bowler on this roster, and that was the guy they traded two first-round picks and Kenny Clark for to bring in. Is that troubling to you as it is to me? Okay, go ahead. Tell me why not.
How many All-Stars will the Thunder have this year?
I have no idea.
But you're an NBA guy.
SGA, but I think Chet Holmgren probably will get one too.
Maybe, right? Maybe. My point is this. You could leave the Packers aside for the I'll start big and we'll get small. You can be great because of insane, evened out depth across a roster in any sport and not be littered with All-Stars and be a team that can win it all. I think what Goody has done, now back to the Packers, has said, I think he said, I want an A-plus on offense and I want an A-plus on defense and give me as many B to A-minus guys everywhere else that may not be A-plus All-Stars, but I have no bad players anywhere.
Yeah, but one?
Well,
this isn't
the other one
pro?
In addition to Micah?
Evan, this isn't right? All-Pro. This is Pro.
No,
pro.
I understand. I understand. Okay. So who's the other one in your mind, Tosh? Who are the other ones?
No, I'm saying there should be more. I don't care who they
are. I know, but who would be in contention?
Why, Tucker Kraft, if he stayed healthy. Xavier McKinney. Evan, my point is, if you're doing that and you're drafting and you're doing this and you have a team that you think is Super Bowl caliber, I don't know how many Super Bowl teams have had one Pro Bowler. Jason, look that up since we're handing out jobs for Rogan.
Well, how many Patriot Pro Bowlers did they have back in the day? Probably not that many.
They still would have three or four. You'd get a lineman. You'd get Richard Seymour. You'd get Law. You'd get there'd be guys. Gronk, Matt Light. Like, there were guys.
By the way, Tosh, you know what? Here's the hardest part. I'm not saying likely. There is a chance they don't make the playoffs. So for a non-playoff team?
They're going to make the playoffs. I think that's foolish talk, but yeah.
Are they not the seventh seed right now?
They are. Yeah, they got to win one game out of two.
So at the time of voting, or the time of release of voting, how many seven seeds historically? Like, who's the seventh seed in the AFC, and how many did they get? That's probably a better comp.
Yeah, but I'm still looking up Joe Girardi. I'll keep working on this, though. I appreciate it.
That's three new assignments. Evan, I understand your basic principles.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that maybe we've overrated Goody's greatness, or maybe the league hasn't noticed Goody's greatness?
No, I'm saying we've overrated Goody's greatness.
I don't think so, because I think he found a way to get, in his mind, A-plus offense, A-plus defense, with giving up, what is Kenny Clark, a B-plus, A-minus, A player?
Evan, who's the A-plus on offense? We don't even have a Pro Bowler.
Well, okay, so then the indictment is really Jordan Love.
The indictment is you have all of this stuff, and Goody has been I'm not saying Goody's not a good – I think he is a really good general manager. I think I have probably given him way too much credit throughout the last two or three years with the new rebuild, because Jordan Love has been a good quarterback. That's such a big chunk to what he did, trading and doing all the stuff with Rodgers. I think all that was good. I think because we cover the team so closely, maybe we overemphasize how good some of these players are when the league is telling you, hold up a second and you can finish. When the league is telling you, you only have one Pro Bowler, that is telling to me. That's all.
I understand. My looking at Goody's greatness is maybe a little bit different than yours. I don't look at his greatness as collection of All-Stars or Pro Bowlers. I look at his greatness as hard
decision.
Being
a seventh seed three years in a row?
No, hard decision after hard decision after hard decision, and never taking a massive dip in terms of wins and losses after those hard decisions.
Besides the Rodgers decision, what else has been a hard decision for him?
Well, he went against Packers protocol by going out and getting Jacobs, going out and getting McKinney, trading for Micah. That's against what the franchise has done under the tutelage of the people that trained him, right? And the late, great Ted Thompson.
Ron Wolf did that.
Ron Wolf did what? The free agent signings like this? You're saying?
Oh, absolutely he did, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, hold more on, than just Reggie. All right, a couple of housekeeping matters here. First of all, the Houston Texans are currently the 7th seed in the AFC. They have 4 Pro Bowl selections. 4.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots.
I guess I can just get out right here. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Yeah,
sure.
You guys keep talking. Yeah, yeah. You guys.
Yeah, what else?
Just
yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Have a great day. Yeah, I'm getting out.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you're right.
Have a great day.
What do you want me to not? How do I not do the have a great day? You got to do the have a great day.
No, you should have a great day.
According to the Patriots.
God, it's hot.
I'm kvetching.
Oh, wait, I almost got hit by a golf cart. Sorry. How you doing?
The Beanmobile.
Right. Boy, I wish we were on video.
What the hell is
you need
going
those glasses, those Meta glasses, so we can see this all as
you
it's
know
unfolding.
What? I called somebody out on that the other day. Javon Kurse and I, obviously, were at a golf course.
Obviously.
And then I saw him hit the glass. I'm like, you're recording this, aren't you? He goes, yeah, I am. And I caught him. Hi. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. What? All right, somebody wants to take a picture with me. Hold on, I'm on the air right now, but just do this. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, right. I think we've had enough.
Thank you. I'll tell Campy. All right. Guys, you know, I'm a big fan.
No, I think we've had enough, Evan. No, it's you go be a star.
This is bothering Tausch to no end that people are stopping me to take pictures.
If anyone ever did this to you on your show, what would you
well,
do?
Well, nobody would, Tausch.
You'd hang
this
up.
This is an indictment.
You'd hang
an
up.
Indictment of Goody?
It's an indictment of Goody.
It's an indictment of us. We can't keep Evan's attention for 3 seconds. That is an indictment of us, Jason.
Oh, will you guys stop it? What can I do? You know, I'm lucky Harvey Levin and TMZ aren't here.
That was not a reference I had on my bingo card for your appearance. According to the Patriots Hall of Fame, the Patriots Pro Bowl selection starting in 2001, 4-6-3-5-2-2-8 in 2007 when they went undefeated until they didn't. 2-0-8, 5-0-9, 8 in 2010, 8 in 2011, 7
right,
in 2012.
Example.
So they
bad
had a
example.
Lot of Pro
Who
Bowlers.
Came up with that? Terrible example.
Yeah.
I think the park. Can you put the parking dude on? That you just said.
Well, that wasn't
we
a parking dude. That was a fan walking by.
No, you were.
Well, maybe
you were
he's a parking dude and a
parking
fan.
Dude. Yeah, maybe it's both.
What was the carnival music a minute ago?
He's with Dunzo.
He's in an ice cream truck. He's selling ice cream.
I got a Chipwich. Oh, I think I almost twisted my ankle. Chipwiches. Let's talk Chipwiches for a second.
Okay, so
why is that? Why is that not crowned the greatest ice cream of all time?
No, there's too much going on. It's too much.
Cookies
too much
are too
going
hard.
On in a Chipwich.
Yeah, it's too much going on.
It's nuts.
Just be good you're in crazy. One thing. Yeah, come on. It's not a great cookie.
You think the Chipwich is getting cute? I don't think so.
No, I'm telling you, if you're going to be a Chipwich, the ice cream's fine, but it's not the best ice cream. It's definitely not the best cookie. Like, you need to be at least best in one of them, and they're trying to mold it all together. Colby, it's fine.
You got to let it melt a little bit, Tausch, and get mushy.
But the cookies,
that's the key.
The cookie, unless you get fresh homemade cookies and make Chipwiches that way, they're a substandard dessert. You know it.
I totally disagree. That's an awful take, Mike.
Jason, the cookies are subpar.
The cookies are undeniably subpar. It's,
yes,
I actually
all.
Weaseled that in there when we were all talking at once.
I'm using Wildy as an example here. Come on.
So, Evan, after Jason just went through that whole thing and you were trying to prove a point, I'm not saying you need to have 10 Pro Bowlers or all pros to win a championship, but if you only have one, it makes it
so
tough.
So maybe then look that one up. Now, next project for Jason, the team with the least amount of Pro Bowlers to win it all. Good. That's a good assignment.
It is a good assignment.
Thanks.
Jason?
I'll get right on that.
Good. Okay. So,
hey,
there you go.
What time does the Bushes, Beans, Boca
Raccoons,
Bowl
Beans? 1 o'clock your time.
Okay.
I see Steve from a distance. You want me to get Steve on with you?
Absolutely.
I guess we'd rather have him.
I guarantee he's on the phone with somebody that he's late with. This is Steve Palatino, the president of Good Karma Fans. Hold on. Steve! He's fixing his hair. This is a fascinating thing going on. Let's see if I can catch up to him. You guys into this?
Yeah.
Steve, I'm on the air with Wildy and Tausch. Do you want to talk to them? No, he actually denied you. That he's on a call with somebody who doesn't want to talk to my friend.
Okay.
Evan.
This was amazing. I got stopped for a selfie in the middle of this from somebody. Yeah, very good
deal. Good job, Evan.
We wish you Godspeed on the broadcast today, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thanks.
That was something.
That's
bowl of beans.
Yeah.
I had wanted to ask him, but I decided it was probably just best to let him go before I was assigned another task.
Yep.
So, like they did with the Duke's Mayo Bowl and the Mayo Dump, is there a bean dump for this?
I just asked him. It doesn't sound like it.
Well, but he's focused on whether he should ask Brahm about Michigan.
Jason, if you're ever looking to, like, up your masculinity, and I don't know if that's ever something that's interested you, but I've always said there's nothing more masculine.
Like testosterone replacement?
Than being out
testosterone
in the wild.
And beans?
Hold up. I'm telling you right now, I don't know if there's anything more masculine than you're out camping, you get a fire started, you rip
beans.
Open a can of
in
beans,
can.
You grab an old spoon, and you put that over an open fire, and you're just sitting around with your horse, and you're eating can of beans out of beans out of it over an open fire. Tell me something more masculine than that.
Chopping down a tree?
Just don't feed the beans to the horse.
Why you take your horse camping?
Well, how are you going to get to the campsite?
Okay.
That does not interest me, turns out.
Doesn't surprise me.
We do have a responsibility to you, our listeners, to have some sort of information at some point during the program. We had some earlier. We will get back to some. But it is time.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you're going to measure the square footage of your countertop or how you're going to arrive at the number.
No, Jason, here's what I'm going to do, let you pick. We're doing two giveaways today.
Yeah.
Two giveaways. You're picking one of the numbers because it's Christmas, and what do we think we're going to do?
We're going to make Jesse's life a living hell.
You want first number, or you want to do it later in the show?
I will take the second number. I'll defer on the open kickoff here.
All right. Well, in honor, I'm wearing my Lobos hat in honor of Coach Eck, and they play on Friday, which we are having a show on Friday. So we'll break that bowl down. I'm going to go with what number he was, his walk-on number at the University of Wisconsin, which was 138. So caller 138, 844-770-3776. Caller 138. To win a tumbler, an Iron
Nailed
Jock
it.
Tumbler, and they are, it is a, you talk about a beautiful tumbler. Iron Jock's got it. And right now, you're looking for that perfect holiday gift. You don't know what to get right now. You're still struggling. Well, get your gear at Iron Jock. You can check out, they have great sales going on right now. Performance apparel, it's tough, it's comfortable. And thanks to their exclusive silver and ion technology, it actually fights odor. So if you want to go out with your horse and eat a can of beans, and you want to stay smelling good, Iron Jock has you covered. Head over to ironjock.com. That's ironjock.com, gear that works as hard as you do. And again, caller 138 to win an Iron Jock tumbler at 844-770-3776.
Good luck. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Tumblr
zinger. Jesse, zinger. Who's our winner?
So you know Sparky in Sussex, who, by the way,
Yule log aficionado.
He did drop off some gifts for us last week, so we,
it's a tradition
we're gonna have
unlike
to,
any other.
We have a few things sitting on my desk that we need to go through as a show. A lot of fans have some Christmas gifts for you guys this year.
Nice.
Sparky did not win. Mrs. Sparky won the Iron Jock Tumbler today. How about that?
Well, then maybe Sparky won too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I know you do. Everybody wins.
Let's move on.
Okay.
The Packers do not practice today. They are going to walk through instead. Matt LaFleur is going to speak at 1:15. You wouldn't know it from our conversation thus far on the program, but there's a little bit of a quarterback situation brewing at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. Starter Jordan Love is in the concussion protocol. Backup Malik Willis has an injured throwing shoulder, his right shoulder. Next up on the hit parade is Clayton Tune, a practice squatter. And then after that, because Josh Jacobs has also got an injury, the next emergency quarterback up is Jaden Reed. I want to believe that this will resolve itself in the coming days before kickoff on Saturday night on Peacock. What is your concern level right now when we are sitting here on Tuesday for a Saturday game, not knowing who the Packers quarterback will be?
Not very high. I believe Jordan Love will play. I believe he'll get through the protocol. And until I see that he is not advancing in the protocol, I will be pretty confident that he will. So I'm not panicking. Obviously, you're more concerned than you'd think. I don't know where Malik Willis is at. Mm-hmm. I said this after the game. I know he was banged up, obviously, with that sack at the end of the game. Malik Willis will beat the Baltimore Ravens if he starts. I feel very confident about that, too. So right now, obviously, if neither of those two can play, my concern level goes to NORAD 5. But until I know that that isn't going to be the case, I am not overly concerned about it.
We are not yet at NORAD 5.
Jeez.
We'll have to wait and see who what.
I'm confused. What's funny?
It's DEFCON 1. That's what's funny about it.
Okay. DEFCON 1.
NORAD.
That's who's tracking Santa in the days leading up to Christmas, I believe. NORAD does that.
You think Santa gets real nervous? You know, he's got a big, he got a lot going on starting soon. How nervous do you think he's?
Sure. Sure, he's just as nervous as Evan Cohen is about the sideline gig. No. He's walking around taking pictures. He's done this for hundreds of years.
Did you get nervous before your biggest games?
Yeah.
On the radio?
Well.
No.
Either
no,
way.
No, I'm not talking about Evan. I'm talking about Santa.
Yeah.
I know. We know.
Santa is a man in the arena. He's not the man in the press box talking about the man in the arena. It's a different deal.
I think Santa prepares for Christmas like an experienced quarterback prepares for a conference championship game.
And then, okay. And he yells at his reindeer for running the wrong routes.
That's fair.
Dasher, you had an out pattern there. What the heck?
Associated Bank is the best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. Whether it's early pay so you have access to your money up to 2 days early, whether it's credit monitoring to make sure you're ready to make that big purchase like we did with our Steinhoffel's furniture, and of course with fraud protection to make sure no one's stealing your identity or your money, they've got you covered. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more about that. And to find out more about Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking. Associated Bank. It's not branches that make a bank local. It's roots. And Associated Bank's roots are deep in
such
Wisconsin.
Such a good line by you. Really
I did
smart.
Not write it, but I love it. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.